George Jetson. His boy Elroy.
Cartoonist William Hanna has died. Hanna, along with his collaborator, Joseph Barbera, entertained several generations with hundreds of cartoon characters, including the Jetsons, Huckleberry Hound, and Johnny Quest. Hanna was born in New Mexico. He dropped out of college to become a construction engineer, but lost his job during the Depression. Then he tried cartooning. In 1930, he became a lyricist and composer with the company that produced the Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies animated shorts. Hanna first teamed up with Joseph Barbera at MGM Studios. Their big break came in 1939 with a cat-and-mouse cartoon called Puss Gets the Boot. It delighted audiences and was nominated for an Oscar. The cat and mouse became Tom and Jerry and starred in over 200 cartoons and earning Hanna and Barbera 7 Academy Awards. Hanna and Barbera left MGM in the mid-1950s to form their own production company geared toward television. Huckleberry Hound debuted in 1958 and won the first Emmy given for a cartoon. More characters followed, including Augie Doggie, Snagglepuss, Magilla Gorilla, and Yogi Bear. But their biggest TV success was based on Jackie Gleason's The Honeymooners. Airing in prime time, the half-hour animated series featured blue-collared caveman Fred Flintstone, his wife Wilma, and their neighbors, Barney and Betty Rubble. The Flintstones ranked in the top 20 shows during the early 1960s. In an interview from that time, Barbera and Hanna explained why their cartoons held such strong appeal for audiences.
We've never tried to preach in our pictures. We just try to project warmth and good feeling.
Our real stock in trade is wholesome fun, and for that we've found there is no age limit.
Yeah, now the other basic thing is the kind of characters you start out with. All of our successful ones have been distinctive in their own way. Huck, Yogi, Quick Draw McGraw, Top Cat, Fred Flintstone. Each of them has his own strengths and little human failings that make for fun in the stories.
Hanna and Barbera sold their studio in 1967, but the partners continued to oversee its productions, which then included Scooby-Doo and later The Smurfs. In the 1990s, Hanna served as executive producer for Universal's live-action The Flintstones. Hanna and Barbera were inducted into the TV Academy Hall of Fame in 1993. Last year, cable TV's Cartoon Network launched the Boomerang Network as a showcase for the Hanna-Barbera Library. William Hanna was 90 years old.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you?